السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. Last week, Thursday night, with Allah Ta'ala's fazl, we were in a masjid in Bolton, talking to them about how to bolt the doors of the heart so that nafs and shaitan cannot get in. That bolt on with Bolton. Allah Ta'ala is the one who takes, brings, takes khidmat of deen. It's all His fazal, His ihsan. The problems of people around the world are the same. Some way it may be little more intense, some places it may be little less, but the problems are the same. Wherever you go, the same problems. Some places it's magnified, and some places it's less. But it seems that we are emulating, following the lifestyles of those people who are enemies of Islam, enemies of Quran, enemies of the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or those people who have absolutely no knowledge of Deen, Quran and Sunnah. For those people who believe that this world is the world where you must enjoy yourself, make merry, and then when you will die, you will turn to dust. There is no hisab kitab, there is no akhirat, there is no jannat, jahannam. So generally it seems that that same negligence and indifference or ghaflat is the sickness that is prevalent around the globe. All the different types of sicknesses and weaknesses, if you have to put it together, they are the eggs of this hen which we call ghaflat. So all of those sicknesses and problems are the eggs of that hen which we call ghaflat. When a person becomes ghafil anil akhirah, when he has no concern that there is a day of judgment, and this is where I repeat, and I even mentioned it there in England, that nasihat that I wrote to one judge, Muslim judge, that when you are giving a judgment, then at that time you must be conscious of the fact that there is a day of judgment, on which day you will be judged with regards to the judgment that you have given. So now that's not only for him, that nasihat is for all of us. Whatever action the person is undertaking, if there is this conscious awareness that there is a day of judgment, then the person will restrain himself. If there is no conscious awareness of the presence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the day of judgment, then the person will look around. Is anybody watching me? Is anybody seeing me? Will anybody come to know? And if he believes that there is nobody that's watching him, so then he will say, let me go ahead. If there is this taqaza of watching some haram on the internet, on the TV, or on the street, or there is this taqaza of engaging in adultery, fornication, or going to the casino, disco, rave club. So now what is it that's going to restrain the person? It's going to be this conscious awareness that my Allah is watching. And He is the one who controls the whole universe. Within minutes, look what kind of disasters take place in the world. Thousands of people, they just disappear from the surface of the earth. People say, yesterday there was a building here, but that building is there no more. They say there were buildings here, there were palaces here, there were people here, there were farms here, there was this here, and there was this here. And one shake up of the earth or tsunami strikes and nothing is left. Of course, we must not think that every person that passes away in such kind of disaster, as happened recently in Burma, so everyone that passes away, na'uzu billah, all were very, very sinful people. We must look at ourselves, what we are engaging in. But there could be many righteous and pious amongst them whom Allah Ta'ala blessed with shahadat through this type of disaster. And many people who were sinners could have been in azab. But lessons are for us to take. We must make dua for all of them. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must remove the pain, the suffering of whosoever it is, whether it is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, due to the terrible disaster. And we must take lessons from there. That the ground on which we walk is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So what I was saying, because it's a majlis of islah, it's a majlis of zikrullah, so we will repeat the same things. I gave that example of our recent cars, those that have been manufactured recently. So they have seat belts, which until you don't tie, they keep on making choo 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 choo. They will go on beeping until you don't tie the seat belt. Now no matter how angry you get and make a big noise and shout and scream, stop making that noise. It will go on and on and on. But as soon as you tie your seat belt, it will keep quiet. So that is the job of those who are making nasihat waaz. That they will have to go on and on until the ummah will tie the seat belt. They will have to repeat, go on saying the same thing. Until everyone in the ummah gives up all those sins and vices in which they are indulging at present and which is bringing so much of disasters. So tonight we'll do Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh's one poetry, which if I recall we discussed at the Tekaf of Mistanga. Na tasvi ab dekhte hain na mala, piyala hai ab haat mein ya niwala. جو خالق سے رشتہ تھا وہ توڑ ڈالا نہیں کوئی اب نام حق جبنے والا تیرا اے نئی روشنی منہ کالا دلوں میں اندھیرا ہے باہر اجالا نہ تسبیح اب دیکھتے ہیں نہ مالا پیالہ ہے اب ہاتھ میں یا نوالا جو خالق سے رشتہ تھا وہ توڑ ڈالا نہیں کوئی اب نام حق چبنے والا تیرا اے نئی روشنی منہ کالا دلوں میں اندھیرا ہے باہر اجالا. If you travel out to these countries, then when you look at the progress that they have made, material progress, the huge buildings and the technology and everything else that you see, then you seem to believe that these people have made real progress. They say, whereas nowadays, if you have to look at the Muslim also, there's no tasbih left. No more tasbih left. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Before, in the hands used to be a tasbih, meaning that they used to remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whether it was on the tasbih or on the fingers or in the heart. But they were reading some tasbih. They were glorifying Allah Ta'ala and praising Him. Now what do we have in the hand? you have a cup of wine. Ab kya hai? Now they have got some cup of wine in the hand. Drink, whether it's wine, brandy, alcohol. Go through the Muslim lands. Go through the airports of the Muslim countries. With a few exceptions, you will find lots of Muslims also on those airports who are drinking. So many people are complaining. So many women are complaining. My husband is addicted to alcohol, wine, brandy, whatever it is. So many children are complaining that our parents both are drinking, both are taking drugs, both are on this and that. So now this is what is in the hands. Whereas we're supposed to be reading tasbih. That means glorifying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya Allah hai ab haath mein ya niwala. And even the food which we are consuming, just how much of it is truly halal. People are just unconcerned. Jo khaliq se tha rishta wo tod dala. As a Muslim and as a person of Iman, there had to be this very strong bond with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whether we live in South Africa, whether a person lives in England, or whether he lives in America, or China, or Japan, anywhere he lives, if he is a Muslim, then he's supposed to be having this very strong bond with Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Such a bond that nafs and shaitan cannot distance him. Whereas that bond we have terminated, and that connection we have snapped. This ta'alluq with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have just given it a secondary position. Our first ta'alluq and nisbat is with our home, with our wealth, with our children, with our assets. Those things we are very much concerned about, whereas there's nothing wrong with it. We are living in a world of means and we make use of the means. But when these things take priority, when they overwhelm us, when our children and our wealth becomes the means of our diverting from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that is what Allah ta'ala warns about. La tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an zikrillah. So he says, piyala hai ab haath mein ya niwala, jo khaliq se tha rishta wo tod dala, nahi koi ab naam haq jabne wala. We talk a lot about haq, haq, but what is haq? Do we really follow that which is haq? Therefore, some Allah wala said that the person who says, I've got khauf e khuda, but the person does not give up haram, does not give up sins, then he is a liar. He's got no khauf e khuda. He's saying he's got fear of Allah ta'ala, he's got muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, but he's not giving up sins. So then what kind of khauf is that? If you say, I fear the lion will bite me or devour me, so then will that person be true in his claim if whilst driving in the Kruger National Park, he says, right, all of you all sit in the car now, I'm going to take a walk outside here. Then why was he saying that he fears the lion? So it shows that he is false in his claim, the person who claims that he's got khauf e khuda, but he does not restrain himself from haram, then it shows that this person is a liar. He is not true in this claim that he is making. So therefore, he says, "Jo khaliq se tha rishta wo tod dala." And the day we snap this rishta with Allah Ta'ala, this rishta with Allah Ta'ala, this connection with Allah Ta'ala, this bond with Allah Ta'ala, the day we snap it, or it is snapped and we don't reconnect, everything else we want to reconnect. If we say that there is a fault in the plug, there's a fault in this, fault in that, we say, fix it up, fix it up. So if there is a fault in this connection of ours, then we must fix it up. With tawbah, istighfar, with nadamat, and Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so forgiving, He's not going to reject us and say that, how many times you're going to commit the same sin? We will say that. I'm sick and tired of you now. How many times you are going to repeat your nonsense? Look at Allah Ta'ala, He doesn't tell us how many times you're going to repeat your nonsense. From the time we became of age up till now, how many times we repeated our nonsense, and how many times we repeated our sins, and how many times our eyes were used in incorrect and inappropriate gazing, and how many times our ears were listening to haram, and how many times our tongues engaged in haram. Allah Ta'ala would have destroyed us by now. But sometimes by the way too also, if we just make, Ya Allah, forgive my sins, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives. After namaz, in the namaz we're reading something, after namaz we're making some tawbah istighfar, we're making some tilawat of the Quran Sharif, we're making some khidmat of some poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans and widows, of the parents, of the, so making wuzu, hajj and umrah. So many different ways Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala just keeps on wiping out those sins. So therefore it says, Tera ai nai roshni muho kala, andar se andhera hai bahar ujala. All of us are very much concerned now that our outside must be right. But he actually is referring to the modern day civilization. Outside there is nothing but glitter and glamour, high rise buildings and big palaces and oil wells and everything, diamond studded and gold filled. And look at the different designs of the buildings around the world, which our Muslim countries are also now emulating. There is a boom, they say, in construction. Everything has to be new. New Makkah Sharif, new Madinah Sharif. Nobody wants to see one old home of some Sahabi, radiyallahu anhu majma. Some Sahabi, radiyallahu. Nobody wants to see anything that was old from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If there was anything that's existing, it must be removed. No sign and no trace must be left, because it does not blend with the modern day buildings that are coming around the Kaaba Sharif and Rauza Mubarak. What are we going to cry over? Terai nai roshni moho kala, andar se andhera hai bahar ujala. Everything is outside, glitter, glamour. And that is where we are searching for sukoon. Everybody is searching for this sukoon in that outside world. Where it is not, we are searching for it. Everyone believes that if I am going to also have this type of big properties and markets and shopping malls and oil wells and gold fields, then definitely it will bring sukoon into my heart. I repeat that it is not the wealth that is condemned. If a person has buildings and he has gold and silver, but he is obeying Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he will get sukoon. Dilo mein andhera hai bahar ujala. So we will have to search again for this lost treasure. And we will only find it where we have lost it. I gave that example many times, that a person was searching outside under the lamp post for something. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah, said the person was searching outside under the lamp post. So somebody asked him, what are you searching for? He said, I dropped one gold coin. That's why I'm searching for it here. But I can't seem to find it. So he asked him, where did you lose it? He said, I lost it inside my house. I don't know where I kept it. So then you lost it inside your house. Then why are you searching outside under the lamppost? He said, because it's dark inside the house. There's load shedding there. There's no load shedding here. Itigwini municipality has done some load shedding in my house, so I can't find it. But outside here in the other area, there's still lights. So that's why I'm searching here. Now will this stupid ever find it outside there, where he is searching? What he will have to do is go back into the house, and if there's load shedding, then find some candle, some light, some matchstick, some lighter, some cell phone light, little bit light also, but take some light inside there and look around, you'll find it there. So we have lost this treasure. We'll have to get back to the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif. We will find it there. Bazaahir to baham badi yaariyan hain, dilon ko tatolo to bezaariyan hain. Jo ab yaariyan hain wo ayyariyan hain, ke dar parda kya kya sitamgariyan hain. Tera ain hi roshni muh kala, دلوں میں اندھیرا ہے باہر اجالا. Again, just the gist of it. That if you look at the friendships of the time also, is nothing but pretense. It is nothing but hypocrisy. How much of those friendships are genuine friendship? Most of the time the friendship is either for the wealth or for some material gain or for some profit or for some dividend or something like that. The person is a friend. Until the person benefits, then he is a friend. And when the person finds that that benefit is lost for whatever reason, then he distances himself. Then that friendship is gone. There are so many people who are sometimes very close to a sheikh. But afterwards, when they found that people increased in the company of that sheikh, and that closeness that they enjoyed, they do not seem to be getting that benefit anymore. Because people recognize them, that this person is close, this person is close. Now, so many new people came. So slowly, slowly they distance themselves, finish. You don't even know where that murid went after that. So what was that matlab? The same with loans and credits and everything else, nothing but matlab. The person says, you must make salam to that man properly. Why? Because if you want a loan, then he'll give it to you. I know of people, one person told me himself, he says that he was told that you want a loan, so you must go and make your namaz next to so and so. Keep reading your namaz every day next to him. And after that, keep making salam to him. And then explain your problem to him. And he's got a soft spot for those people who come and make namaz in the masjid. He's got a soft spot for them. So he'll give you a loan. So now what kind of namaz will this person be reading after that? بظاہر تو باہم بڑی یاریاں ہیں, دلوں کو ٹٹولو تو بیزاریاں. The hearts are all shattered. There is no محبت, there is no love, nothing. It's all just pretense. Most of the time it's pretense. بھروسہ نہیں اب جہاں میں کسی کا, کہ اب دور دورا ہے بس پالسی کا. نہ غم بے بسی کا, نہ غم مفلسی کا. جو رونا ہمیں ہے تو رونا اسی کا. تیرا اے نئی روشنی منہ کالا, دلوں میں اندھیرا ہے باہر اجالا. You can't trust anybody. You can't even trust your shadow nowadays. You don't even know whether it's following you. We always used to say the shadow follows the person. They say now you have to look back, is the shadow really following me? Or the shadow also became بے وفا. اب تو کہتے ہیں سایہ بھی بے وفا ہو گیا. So the person keeps to checking his shadow also. If you understand what I mean. بھروسہ نہیں اب جہاں میں کسی کا. How many people are being taken for a ride? How many people are being deceived? How many people, so much of zahir, when they watch, then they get really carried away and believe that this person must be some waliullah of the time. Who are we cheating? Who are we deceiving? We're bluffing ourselves. Again, that same statement that I made at the beginning, that this is all because of this ghaflat. If this person did not have ghaflat, then he would not have deceived anybody. He would have known that Allah Ta'ala is well aware of this diplomacy of mine, which they say is an art of telling lies. Diplomacy, they say, is an art of telling lies. The better the liar, the more diplomatic he is. They'll give him a higher position in the government. They say, you are the right person to go and negotiate with the Palestinians and with other people because you are a diplomat. You know how to speak lies. Who are we deceiving? دغا مکر و حرص و ہوا دل کے اندر, حسد بغض و کبر و ریا دل کے اندر. دغا مکر و حرص و ہوا دل کے اندر, حسد بغض و کبر و ریا دل کے اندر. نہیں اس زمانے میں کیا دل کے اندر، نہیں ہے تو خوف خدا دل کے اندر. This heart is filled with dagha, makr, hirs, all greed, malice, pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy. What is not in the heart today? See, the only thing that's not in the heart is khauf-e-khuda. Everything else is in the heart. The only thing that's missing in the heart is khauf-e-khuda. Again, meaning ghaflat. How beautifully Hazrat Khaja Sahib puts it. دغا مکر و حرص و ہوا دل کے اندر، حسد بغض کبر و ریا دل کے اندر، نہیں اس زمانے میں کیا دل کے اندر، نہیں ہے تو خوف خدا دل کے اندر. What was supposed to be in the heart, محبت of Allah, خوف of Allah, that is not in the heart, and everything else is in the heart. تیرا اے نئی روشنی منہ کالا، دلوں میں اندھیرا ہے باہر اجالا. If you look at the so-called modern civilization, what is it? Nothing but filth. From the time they get up to the time they go to bed, what is in their lives? It's just a deception that there's enjoyment, pleasure, fun. Everyone who knows the lifestyles of the film stars and film actresses, he knows what kind of sukoon they are enjoying. Go and spend, tell them, I want to spend in your sohbat, in your company, 3 months, because I'm restless in my heart. So I believe that you enjoy a life of sukoon and peace. So I want to stay in your company so that I can also get some sukoon. Go to Prince Charles and tell him that. And see if you get some sukoon. So everything is in the heart, which brings nothing but restlessness. One old lady was walking with two dogs. Not one, also two. Old lady. On one of the streets there. So immediately Hazrat Murshid, he made one share. Kisi ko zauq e kilab hai, to kisi ko zauq e gulab hai, to kisi ko zauq e kilab hai. Koi janabat mein mubtala hai, to koi ali janab hai. Some people, that is their zauq and shauq, their enjoyment, to wash and clean and groom the dogs. That's their enjoyment. And some Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them the zauq of gulab. Beautiful flowers. Rose flowers. That means they enjoy good deeds and good actions. In one car, there was one person with hippie style hair, and he had that toffee on stick. What do you call it? The lollipop. So he was sucking, and then gives his dog Mr. Rover to suck. And after that he again takes and sucks, then he gives Mr. Rover to suck. And that's a tehzeeb. That's their tehzeeb. That's the Nayi Roshni. Is that the kind of lifestyle you have? Make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He created us, and then He made us Muslims. And gave us Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam as our rehbar and our guide. What beautiful culture, what beautiful lifestyle he gave to us. Tera ae nahi roshni muh kala, dilo mein andhera hai bahar ujala. And I conclude for tonight. Bazaahir to har shay mein behad safai, مگر دل میں ہے گندگی انتہائی. بظاہر تو ہر شے میں بے حد صفائی، مگر دل میں ہے گندگی انتہائی. کبھی اس کے دھوکے میں آنا نہ بھائی، یہ ہے سب ریائی، یہ ہے سب ریائی، تیرا عینی روشنی منہ کالا، دلوں میں اندھیرا ہے باہر اجالا۔ بظاہر تو ہر شے میں بے حد صفائی، ایوری تھنگ ون مسٹ بی کلین، دا کار ول واش، اور کلوز ول واش، اور باڈیز ول واش، ول یوز آل دا ڈفرنٹ لوشنز اینڈ پاؤڈرز اینڈ کریمز اینڈ ایوری تھنگ ہیز بی ون کلین، ایوری تھنگ کلین، نتھنگ رانگ ود اٹ، اسلام ٹیچرز کلینلینس، وی مسٹ بی کلین، نو بڈی اسٹاپس اس فرام دیٹ۔ But what is this cleanliness really worth if there's no cleanliness in the heart? Because the clothes are not going to remain forever and ever, but the soul is going to remain forever and ever. So therefore these majalis are for the purification of the soul. And you clean the soul, clean the heart, remove those evils from the heart. We can do lots of deen work, lot of tilawat, lot of ibadat, حج upon حج، عمرہ upon عمرہ، and we can sit by some shaykh and in the khanqa or go out in the jamaat, do all the works of deen. But if we have not improved our own lives through all these different activities, then people have benefited, but we haven't benefited. It's a very fine line there, that sometimes through our programs, through our waaz, our nasihat, our activities of deen, our publications, our invitation towards Islam, people start improving their lives. So they have made their path to Jannat by changing their lives. But do we check ourselves that how much has my life changed? After years, have I thrown that TV out of my home? After years of inviting people towards deen and making zikr and tilawat and going to khanqas and mashayikh, what difference has it made to my life? Have I started making my salat with khushu and khuzu? Have I started making zikr, tilawat, ibadat? Have I started fulfilling the rights of everybody? Have I begun to restrain myself from causing any hurt, injury and pain to anybody without justification? Have I become an ambassador, as they say, ambassador for Islam? That who I work with, wherever in my profession or anywhere, when they look at me, they become curious, they want to know, why does this person behave different from everyone else? And then when he is told that this is because of his Islam, that his character is so good and so outstanding and so beautiful, that we would feel like adopting that kind of cultural lifestyle. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. So we must carry on with whatever work we are doing, but at the same time don't neglect the purification of our own souls. If somebody brings one whole, or if a person has got one whole bag full of gold coins, and he is keeping an eye on those gold coins, because in the bag there, so he keeps the bag in front of him, now he's waiting for the bus, or he's waiting for the plane, or he's waiting for the train, or he's waiting for the crane, whatever he's waiting for. But now while he's waiting, he's got his eyes focused on that, that nobody must steal that. Then suddenly one person comes and he says, you know, this shoes of mine, I'm just going to have a shower or something, so keep a watch on this torn shoes of mine. So he leaves behind his torn shoes with big gaping holes in the soles. And he says, you keep a watch on this. I just want to make some ghusl and come. So this person, he says, my compassion for this man, forget about that bag there, let me keep a watch on his shoes. Now, while he's looking for the after that shoes, that bag of gold coins is gone. To kisi ki jooti ki fikr mein apna khazana koi na loot le. One peer sahab, he went one place, but somebody had given him a new shoe for 10 rupees. He had bought the shoe for 10 rupees. Those days 10 rupees was big money, 10 rupiah. So that murid of his was with him. Now they went to some function, so they had to remove the shoes. But this bogus peer sahab was more worried about his shoes than the program. So now how can he tell front of all those murids now that, and all those people gathered there, that I'm worried about my shoes. So he said, 10 rupay ka taj kharida. 10 rupay ka taj kharida. Sambal ke rakhna Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. Now in that way he informed that person, watch out, that 10 rupees I sent on that shoes, keep a watch on him. So the murid also replied in the same way. بغل میں دبایا نظر کو جمایا فکر نہ کرنا اللہ اللہ So in the care of somebody's torn shoes, we must not lose our khazana of iman. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے الله جل جلاله الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, الا اللہ, الا اللہ, الا اللہ, الا اللہ, الا اللہ, illallahu illallah, 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 illallahu illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أرحم الراحمين. يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most compassionate, most loving Allah, oh my most tolerant Allah, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Oh, my most beautiful Allah. We beggars have extended our begging bowls before you, my Allah. My beloved Allah, every second of our life, every breath of our life, we are in need of you. Hum tere muhtaj hai, mere Allah. Where can we go? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. There is no support for us besides your support. Hearts are between your two fingers. You can turn it in whichever direction you wish, my beloved Allah. My Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins and weaknesses. How can we justify our sins before you, my Allah? My beloved Allah, you are even aware of the thoughts that cross our minds. How can you not be aware of our actions and our deeds? But you dearly love forgiveness of those who turn towards you, acknowledge their sins and seek forgiveness. My beloved Allah, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us that something that's beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of our sins, therefore we are turning towards you. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he dearly loved his ummah. That ummah is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, ummah ki hal par raham farma. Open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't seize us on account of our sins. Don't cause any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our weaknesses, our shortcomings and our sins. But don't seize us, my beloved Allah. Ey Khuda, e bandara ruswa makun. Ey Khuda, e bandara ruswa makun. Sirbadam man sirre man paida makun. Ya Allah, don't allow any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. In the akhirat, in the hereafter, in the presence of billions of ummatis, my beloved Allah. Don't cause any kind of embarrassment to my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of our sins. Every person will rise as he died. If he died as a believer, obedient to you, that is how he will rise. But if a person has to die in adultery, in fornication, watching some filth on the television or internet site, the person has to die committing crime, popping drugs in the mouth, or any kind of vice and sin. If a person was in a rave club or a disco or a cinema, and it disappeared beneath the ground due to an earthquake, then my beloved Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, the person will rise exactly like that. How much of embarrassment it will cause to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Give us the realization that there is a day of judgment. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love. And with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Put so much of your love in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you. That every moment of our life we enjoy that born with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let the waves of your muhabbat flow in our hearts. Let the fragrance of your muhabbat come into our hearts. That fragrance which Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh says, when it comes into my heart, then the languages of the world do not possess that vocabulary to put an expression to that kayfiyat and enjoyment. Ya Allah, let us also become of those who will say, or who can say, Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. Mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. My beloved Allah, sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein, sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal. How long are we going to walk the path of sins, my Allah? How long are we going to remain in haram, fun, pleasures and enjoyment, when you have given us so much of halal to enjoy? Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, there is no one to forgive us besides you. Make us yours and become ours. ہمیں اپنا بنا لے اور ہمارا بن جا. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا زمین میری. If you are not ours, nothing is ours. If you are ours, everything will be ours. Become ours and make us yours, my beloved Allah. Where can we go without you? Ya Allah, whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean, up above the heaven, it's all your kingdom. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. Come into our hearts, my Allah. Let our hearts light up with your tajalli. ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی. All other desires have left my heart, oh my Allah. ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا, اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. I have emptied my heart, my Allah, for you. How long are we going to remain deprived of the fragrance of your muhabbat, of your qurb and your marifat, of yaqeen in you and tawakkul in you, of your closeness and the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long are we going to live a life of filth and dirt? How long are we going to remain proud about our zahir and neglect our batin? Ya Allah, maut is coming closer and closer and closer. We don't know when the angel of death will strike, when the visa of life will be cancelled. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Usme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin, اور میعاد اس کی نہیں معلوم. We don't know the duration of this visa of life. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. So many people, their family members are sick and ailing. They are sick and ailing. Their parents are sick and ailing. There are so many met up with accidents. So many have had operations. So many will undergo operations. Sabku shifa ata farma. Bless all with shifa. Ya Allah, the disaster that has struck in Burma. Ay veri Allah. ان غریبوں پر رحم فرما, ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. Those believers who have left this world in a state of iman, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with jannat al-firdaus. Give their family members kith and kin, sabr jameel, ajr azim. Ya Allah, when the time of our death also comes, my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, greed, pride, arrogance, envy and jealousy. Make us all the ambassadors for Islam. Take khidmat of deen from each and every one of us. Use us, my beloved Allah, for the spreading of hidayat throughout the world. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. My beloved Allah, those whose children have gone on to vices, evil, drugs and drinks and wine and women, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. They are our children, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, they are our children. Whosoever they may be, they are in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. They are our children. Ya Allah, give us the same pain in our heart for them as we would have for our own blood children. Ya Allah, make all the children pious, righteous. Give the parents the tawfiq to give the children proper upbringing, to clear from their homes and from their hearts and from their lives all those things that's causing so much of corruption. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Shahr-e-Mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں میرا بھی کوئی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہی جیتا وہی مرتا. وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. Gash ta'lim ijtimaat ko qabool farma. Jo teri raah mein waqt laga rahe hai, sab ko nek saleh bana de. Zariye hidayat bana de. Ya Allah, masajid madaris walo ki mehnat qabool farma. Khanqahon mein hamare mashayikh jo islah nafs ki mehnat kar rahe hai, usko qabool farma. اے میرے اللہ, سارے عالم کے اندر جو بھی دین کے کام میں لگے ہوئے ہیں ان کی خدمات کو قبول فرما. Bless everyone with the توفیق of اخلاص. نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, his ummah today is suffering around the globe. Remove their pain, suffering, problem, difficulties and hardships. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives, our children and our families and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, from distant places they have come with great hope in the acceptance of their du'as. Ya Allah, you are well aware of their good wishes, fulfill their good wishes. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the sicknesses, the diseases, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. After zikrullah, apne fazal se, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering and the problems. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.